Welcome to Automate IT Tech Talk, the podcast that dives deep into the world of smart manufacturing and automation. Join us as we explore the cutting-edge technologies and trends revolutionizing the manufacturing industry. From IoT and AI to robotics and data analytics, we cover it all. I'm your host, Travis Seltzer, and in today's episode, we're focusing on one of the hottest topics shaping the future of manufacturing, AI in manufacturing. We'll discuss how artificial intelligence is transforming production lines, optimizing processes, and driving innovation like never before. We'll also talk about how manufacturers must prepare to adopt AI technologies, ensuring their teams, infrastructure, and strategies are ready to thrive in this rapidly evolving landscape. Before we dive in, don't forget to subscribe to Automate IT Tech Talk on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Stay connected and be the first to hear about the latest trends and technologies redefining the industry. Without further ado, let's get started and explore how AI is changing the game in manufacturing and what it takes to be prepared for the future.
Well, Dallas, welcome back to the studio. Man, holidays, busy time for everybody. Maybe not so much for some of our manufacturers. Right. Tend to take off, do a lot of shutdown, a lot of repairs during this time frame, right? So I know my team in the business development world, we've been getting a hold of a lot of folks. And man, I want to talk about a hot button issue today.
All right.
And it's a buzzword. It's in the ether, right? It's all over the place. And that's AI.
Yep.
And when we're talking about AI, man, there's the ChatGPT, there's OpenAI, there's all this stuff out there that a ton of people are using. I know I'm using it every day. But when we're talking about manufacturing, what are we actually looking at? What are we talking about when we say AI? You know, are you hearing this out there in the world as well?
Absolutely. There's a lot of facilities that are wanting to introduce AI into their processes. You know, so a lot of the places where we're seeing it right now is monitoring assets. The AI is monitoring multiple sensors, analyzing different things that are happening, and then be able to tell us, hey, you know, predict that we're going to go into a downtime event, or we're using AI to analyze trends that are happening within certain departments. And so we do have a lot of facilities that are coming to us saying, hey, we want to jump all in. We want to get AI up and going, but there are some things that need to be done ahead of time. And a lot of facilities don't understand that they really don't have the infrastructure that's ready or the foundation that's ready to come in and introduce AI.
You bet. So when you are having that first time discussion with them, you know, I can only assume, as with anything else, we generally want to have our eyes on what their facility looks like. If it's somebody we're already working with, we got a good idea, of course. You know, what's step one? Where do we start when somebody's asking about AI?
Yes. So when we go into a facility, there are several things that we do want to look at, like you mentioned. And I guess if we just jump right into it, one of the first things that we want to look at to understand if we're going to be, you know, what kind of plan we're going to be able to lay out is, what do we have controlling a machine? So let's just take the example that we have a facility that wants to monitor what's happening with their machines out on the plant floor or production. One of the things we're going to look at is, are we PLC enabled? Are we push button enabled? And then what kind of PLC? A lot of facilities that we go into, they're using obsolete PLCs. And that introduces a couple problems. I mean, if you're going to spend all this money investing in AI, do you really want to build all of this on top of a PLC that if that PLC goes down, it's going to be really difficult for you to go and find another spare PLC. And there's also other problems such as, you know, older PLCs run older communication protocols, Ethernet, device net, and many other pieces of hardware that were devices that manufacturing facilities are introducing onto these pieces of equipment. They're running on Ethernet. And so you really, if you're going to spend all this money in AI, does it make sense to build something on top of a piece of equipment that's really going to hamstring what you're able to do down the line?
You bet. And, you know, when you're talking about obsolete equipment, I mean, we're talking about a ton of our clients that you walk in, you're like, oh my gosh, that's older than I am. Or, you know, the clickety clacks, and they so truthfully want to get upgraded, want to get into this ecosphere, because I mean, AI is powerful. We all know it. We know how much we use it on a daily basis in our job, in our work, and how much in just a short amount of time, relative short amount of time that's came about. So, you know, when you're talking about these PLC machines, I can only imagine that a few different things play into them having the older machines as well. So what about like network? You know, are you seeing antiquated networks as well because they're using older machines and they haven't needed it? Kind of walk me through that.
Yeah, so that's actually the next step. Something that we would look at is our machine connected to a network? We have a lot of facilities that they've never been able to pull data, or it's never been a priority to pull data. So they never had to have the machine networked, you know, or maybe they've never done any real-time monitoring. So there was no need. And so if you are wanting to introduce AI to start analyzing your machine, it has to be connected to a network. There's no way to get the information that the AI is collecting from the sensors up into the cloud, where most of our solutions today in the AI are residing, is up in the cloud. You're going to find some that are on-prem solutions within AI, but most of the providers out there are building it and putting their AI into the cloud. And so it's a huge part of the process. And there's a lot of manufacturing facilities that we do work with that are not connected. They do not have their machines connected to a network. And it's an important part.
2024. Yep. Right. 2024, you got to be connected.
That's right.
That's kind of the theme. 2025, it's not only going to be connected, but how are you connected? What type of network? You know, not to get off on a tangent by any means, but, you know, your cybersecurity, everything plays into everything we're talking about here before really AI takes the first step in the door.
That's right.
What it sounds like.
You're absolutely. I mean, you're talking about cybersecurity. I mean, we could go back and talk about the PLCs, you know, cybersecurity. When you're running an obsolete PLC, there is no firmware upgrades that are coming out for that. There's no security patches. So now you're building on top of a system that is prone to, or that has the ability to be broken into.
Absolutely. So, you know, when we're talking about, we start talking about the amount of data coming in, right? So with the data, I assume that really has a lot to do with, you know, we're talking about the PLC, but of course, what about all the sensors and all of the different analytics that come along with that? So, you know, if they're running an old system, yep. Or say they have updated a little bit and they've got a newer PLC that is networked, but they've only got one sensor, yep. How's that going to affect AI?
Yeah. So if you think about AI, AI is best when you're giving it multiple pieces of data to work with. So quick example here, ChatGPT. I know you use it quite often. Tons. I use it quite often. Well, ChatGPT, as long as you can give it multiple inputs, will give you a very good output. So I could say, hey, ChatGPT, write Travis an email. And what's it going to do? It's going to write you an email. However, if I say, hey, write Travis an email, it's three paragraphs long. It's talking about this. Make sure you cover this point, this point, and this point. And then at the end of it, give them a call to action such as, hey, write me back or send me a time that we can meet. ChatGPT is going to give me a really good email at that point. And so when you're wanting to start collecting data that your AI can analyze, it's important to give it as many pieces of data as possible. So we could pull data from the PLC that says the machine stopped at this time for this reason, and then it started running at this time for this reason. But if we added another sensor now that was also monitoring vibration, okay, we're doing a little bit better. Now we have multiple data points. But then we can add temperature. We can add speed. We can add production to that. And now this AI can start analyzing that, hey, at this temperature, our quality started dipping, or at this speed, our quality started getting worse as well. And so the AI can start analyzing and doing root cause analysis for you. And so it's just a much better way of going about things than just relying on one sensor.
Absolutely. Yeah, because normally in a non-AI world, we're sitting there, we got a clipboard. you know, or maybe we've got a spreadsheet that it's saying, hey, when we did this, here was the outcome. And it's then self-analyzation takes time, takes effort, and talk about the manpower it takes to do for just one line. Yep. So right now we're talking about one PLC, you know, what if, you know, what if we're talking about, okay, I want to take all that information on the plant floor, but what about the accounting? Well, how's it affecting the money side? How's it affecting the profitability of that particular line? So on and so forth, you know. Something we've talked about in past episodes is siloed information. Yep. So I'm assuming these powerful AI tools that are available through Automate IT and Rockwell, they're going to be able to take those silos and do something with those, right?
That's absolutely right. Siloed data, we talked about it, like you said, multiple times. It is a problem in manufacturing facilities. When you have one department or multiple departments that they're only able to see their data, not very efficient as far as, you know, taking data from production and quality and then even engineering and be able to put all that together. But these AIs, they can do a lot of this, like we were talking about, being able to take this data across many different departments and analyze it for you and understand different trends and different things that are happening in the facility. But there's a lot of facilities that they're all their data is siloed. And so it's very important for us to figure out a way to get data from our MES and data from our CMMS and data from our ERP and data from out on our SCADA network out on the plant floor and get them all into a singular place and then start teaching our AI what we want it to learn and different things so that then it becomes an automated process. And so it's a very important part of the process as well.
You bet. So really when we're talking about this, you know, it really still comes down to that first initial step, right? Being able to get a full understanding of what the customer's needs are first and foremost, finding out what is their map, you know, because our map is going to be everything. Let's do it. Let's make it happen, you know, but it still sounds as if, you know, and I'm not trying to oversimplify by any means, but that first step is just having a sit down with the powers that be, whatever entity, and making sure that we've got a clear cut idea of what they want and their needs. So, you know, if somebody's coming to you and they're completely in the dark ages, saying legacy machines, like we were talking about, what does that first meeting look like?
Yeah, so it just starts with a lot of discovery. We're coming into this meeting asking a lot of questions, trying to understand where you're currently at, and then in a perfect world, what does it look like at the end of the project? And then from there, we're connecting the dots and figuring out solutions and processes and a plan to get you from where you're at now to where your goals are. And then also, hopefully, trying to make it work with the budget that you have set aside with that, because it's a very important part of the process. Some facilities, they don't have budgets to work with. So we can start on a smaller scale and start building the foundation and adding to it as we, you know, as we go along and the budget allows. That can be a very important part of the conversation. So it's just a lot of questions on our end, a lot of fact finding and understanding where it is that you want to go.
You bet. So as far as contacting you, how do people get in contact with you?
Yeah, you could get in contact with me a lot of different ways, whether it's on LinkedIn, email, phone call. You can go to our website, contact forms on our website. So I'll be notified anytime somebody fills out that, but a lot of different ways.
You bet. So coming into 2025, talking about our little studio, our little podcast project we have going here, we're looking at having some more guests on in the near future. After the first of the year, we're also going to be doing some live events that who knows, you know, maybe we'll sprinkle in a little live podcast at the same time, you know, and traveling around to our folks and to our customers here in Missouri, and stretching our legs a little bit, Kansas City area, St. Louis as well. So, Dallas, man, I really appreciate you making time before the holidays.
Thanks for having me.
I know it's a busy time, and for all those watching, once again,
thank you for joining us, and hit that subscribe button. Make sure that you're alerted whenever a new podcast hits the air. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
And that wraps up this episode of Automate IT Tech Talk. Today, we explored how AI is transforming manufacturing from optimizing production lines to driving innovation, and discussed the critical steps manufacturers must take to prepare for this technological revolution. If you enjoyed this conversation, don't forget to subscribe to Automate IT Tech Talk on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify so you never miss an episode. We'd also love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, questions, or ideas for future topics by leaving a comment or review. Thank you for joining us as we dive into the cutting edge of smart manufacturing and automation. Until next time, keep innovating, stay prepared, and let's continue to drive the future of manufacturing together.